My latest Penguin book just came out not too long ago, and it is book number 8. So I've got a lot of books in the Penguin series, but I want to talk about my first Penguin book before I go to my latest Penguin book. And since I'm here, I could give you a little backstory on the story of Penguin and Pinecone. That's what makes it sort of interesting to listen to authors, because you get to hear the story behind the story. So what inspired a story about a penguin befriending a pine cone? I mean, that might interest you a little bit, because that's sort of bizarre, right? I mean, who would make friends with a pine cone? That's a little unusual. So I'll give you the backstory behind it. I have two boys, and they're grown now, but when they were little, when we would go on walks, he would like to collect things on our little walks. Have you ever collected anything while you go on a walk? Name something that you've collected, yes? A penny? Money is always good, right? So a penny, okay, I'm gonna draw some of the things that you might have picked up while you're, so here's a penny. Let's see that. Okay, and what else have you picked up on a walk? Yes?
Like pretty leaves.
What's that?
Pretty
leaves, yes. My son loved picking up pretty leaves, especially in the fall when you can get all different colors of leaves. So here's a leaf. And what else have you collected on a walk? Yes?
I collected a pencil on the ground.
A pencil? A pencil's a good one. What else? Yes?
Leaves.
Leaves, more leaves. Let's do a different kind of leaf. Okay, so we'll do another leaf. And there was a pencil, right? We picked up a pencil. And what else have we? Let's see. There we go. What else have you picked up? Yes. A stick is always good. How about you? A rock. Yes, a rock. So here is a rock and a stick. My son loved picking up sticks, especially really long ones. So these are all really great things to pick up, but my son, he picked up all of those things, except maybe not a penny, but he picked up seashells, acorns, all kinds of things. But my son really liked to pick up, and you can see, I don't know if you can tell what this is, but you can try to guess. My son liked to pick up pine cones. And so he picked up a pine cone and he brought it home. And he was really small then, and he picked it up to me and he said, "Mom, can you make a little blanket for my pine cone?" And I said, "A blanket? Why do you need a blanket for my pine cone?" Well, he wanted to keep it warm. He thought that it was a little cold. So he put a blanket over his pine cone, put it into a box, and took it up to his room. And he did this when he was about 3. And I thought, that is the most precious thing. He wants to take care of this pine cone. And so that moment stayed in my heart and in my mind for years. And so it was when he was in first grade that I thought of the idea of a child finding a pine cone and befriending it. And so that was the seed to the story of Penguin and Pinecone. So I'm going to read you Penguin and Pinecone, and so you can see that maybe it's not so silly after all. So that one moment transpired into a full story, and because this story was so well-loved all over the world, we kept going with one story after another, and then I'll talk about sort of how I even think up of new stories for Penguin. But Penguin is really based on my son, and in fact, if you see the 10th anniversary edition, this just came out last year, because this book is now 10 years old, I dedicate this book to my son, and I tell the story of the inspiration behind that story, and why it's so meaningful today, and I'll explain a little bit of that at the end. So this is Penguin and Pinecone, a friendship story. One day, Penguin found a curious object. And you could see that Penguin doesn't know what this is. So I don't say that Penguin found a pine cone. He doesn't know what a pine cone is. Why do you think a penguin wouldn't know what a pine cone was? Do you think there are pine cones on the ice where he lives? No, so he doesn't know what that is. So he's just looking at it and he's like, what's that? So he looks at it and like any curious child, he picks it up and he's trying to figure out what it is. It was, and he's looking at it, too brown to be a snowball. And then he takes a bite out of it. Crunch. Ooh, too hard to be food. And then he sits on it thinking it might be an egg. Ow! It's too prickly to be an egg. And then while he's holding it, the pine cone is shivering. Brr. Whatever you are, you're cold. Do you remember when my son wanted a blanket for his pine cone? Penguin got busy. What do you think he's doing right now? Can you tell me what he's doing? What is that called? He's knitting. That's exactly what he's doing. Knit one, purl two. Penguin loved his new friend. How can you tell he loves his new friend? How can you tell? Because he made him something, right? He made him something by himself. When you love someone, you might make things for them. So they start to play, whoosh, whee, and so they're playing and having a great time. Achoo! Uh-oh. If someone sneezes, what might that mean? Could they be sick? Uh-oh. So he goes to his grandpa, and he asks, what's wrong with my friend? It's too cold here, said Grandpa. Pinecone belongs in the forest far, far away. Do you think that makes Penguin happy or sad? Sad, because he really likes his new friend. Penguin sighed. I'd better take you home, Pinecone. He's a really good friend because he's really thinking about Pinecone's, he's really thinking about Pinecone. Penguin packed his sled for the long journey. The wind pushed hard, but Penguin pulled harder. Finally, the forest, Pinecone, you're home. Do you think they're still on the ice? No, this looks really different, doesn't it? Because now I see trees and the color is different, so we can tell that this is really far away. And also, a lot of time has passed because look at the color of the sky. Maybe he's been walking all night. Maybe he's been walking for days or weeks or months. It was a long journey. Penguin made a cozy nest out of the softest pine needles he could find. So he's not going to just drop off Pinecone and walk off. He wants to make sure that Pinecone is safe. And so he finds these two large trees. Maybe they could protect the little Pinecone. And so he makes a little nest for it with the pine needles that he finds. The day grew hotter and hotter. Do penguins from the South Pole like the heat? No. So Penguin is getting a little uncomfortable, isn't he? Because he's wearing a scarf. I mean, he's used to the cold. But the sun came out. So, of course, Penguin had to go. Goodbye, Penguin. Goodbye, Pinecone. You will always be in my heart. So he leaves him a message. Can you see? Can you tell what that message says? What does it say? It says, I love you. I love you. He wrote the U with the pine needles on the ground. Do you see how the shadow breaks them between them? Because they have to separate. Time passed and passed and passed. What is Pinecone thinking of? Who is Pinecone thinking of? I'm sorry, Penguin. Who is Penguin thinking of? Pinecone. He's only thinking of Pinecone. He's pining for Pinecone. Had Pinecone grown big and strong like he had? So in Penguin's imagination, he thinks that a pinecone just grows bigger and bigger and bigger like penguins do. They're little and they get bigger and bigger and bigger like we do. He doesn't know what happens to pinecones. So he was desperate to find out. Penguin set off to find out. He wants to see how his friend is doing. So he makes the long journey again. I hope he finds him. Let's see. Pinecone? Do you see Pinecone in this page? I don't see pine cone. Who sees pine cone? Anyone? Do you see pine cone? Where's pine cone? How can you tell that's pine cone? Because he's still wearing that orange scarf, and we all know that orange, we all know that scarves stretch, right? And so it sort of grew with him. Pine cone. Do you remember that scene when he first went to the forest and how scary it looked? It's the same scene, but now it's in full color because the colors show how he feels. It expresses the joy in his heart, and it's in full color and it's beautiful because that's what he's feeling. He's so happy to see his friend. Do you think Pinecone will recognize Penguin? I mean, he's a tree now. Do you think a tree can recognize a pine cone? Let's find out. Pinecone. Well, the tree can't talk, but he recognizes Penguin. Penguin and Pinecone played and played. Do you remember when Penguin used to throw Pinecone up in the air? And now Pinecone is throwing Penguin up in the air. It's come full circle. And now Pinecone drops a little Pinecone on Penguin's sled. But can Penguin stay there forever? No, because Penguin has a home of his own, right? So he can't stay forever, but he was just visiting. Penguin was sad to see Penguin go. Pinecone was sad to see Penguin go, but the forest is no place for a penguin. So you could see that they're both sad. They're both leaning. Penguin and Pinecone may have been far apart, but they always stayed in each other's hearts. And so he made himself a nest out of the pine needles from his friend Pinecone, and he took a little nap. So he went back home to the ice, and the pinecone drops on the snow, and another penguin picks it up. And she says, "What's this?" Do you think Penguin will tell him where pinecones belong? I think so. I think he'll tell him where it belongs because he cares about pine cones. When you give love, it grows. And so from that love, this whole forest grew. And you could see the love and dedication and just love that the penguins have shown the pine cones. And you can see all of the knitted things. Now you might ask, why do penguins knit all these things for the pine trees? Where that idea came from is from my own mother. I do not knit. My mother knits. She knits me tons of things. I live in San Diego, but she knits me hats and scarves and knitted booties. I don't know why. It's very hot in San Diego. I don't need these knitted things. And my mom has arthritis, and I've told her, you know, Mom, you don't have to knit me all these things. I can buy the socks, and if I need scarves, I can buy them. And she told me that even if I don't wear them, when she's knitting for me, it brings her so much joy because it's for me, because it's someone that she loves. And so she asked me, just please accept them because I do it because I love you. And the idea of knitting for someone that you love is why Penguin knits for the people or knits for the friends that he loves. So that is the backstory of Penguin and Pinecone. And I'll show you how I draw Penguin very quickly, and then we're going to move on to the next story. So Penguin is actually really easy to draw. Even though I've illustrated about 140 books, 170 books or so, I still don't consider myself to be the best illustrator. I draw very simply, so any child can really copy my drawings, and please do. So you begin with drawing a half circle like that. That's kind of like you're drawing a rainbow or something. That's the top of his head. And then I draw his orange scarf. Like that. And then I'm going to have him wave hello at all of you. And his body is the shape of sort of like an egg. And he's got short little legs with big feet. And he's got a belly like that. And he's got eyes, of course. And does he have a mouth? What do you call his mouth? You call it a beak, right? So, interesting little fun fact, when I was drawing him, penguins have to have a lot of different emotions in the book. He's not going to be happy all the time. He's not going to be sad all the time. How do you make a penguin look happy when they don't have a mouth and I can't show it smiling, right? How do I do that? Well, I discovered that if I draw a beak and open it up, it looks like he's smiling. And so that's how I figured out how I could make my penguin smiling. So that is how I draw penguin. Okay, 2:30. Okay, so on to the next story. And then last year, book number 7 came out, Penguin and Penelope. I'm not going to read this one because I have even a newer book, and that is Penguin and Ollie. Hello, Penguin and Ollie. And so through the years of penguin stories, he's met lots of new friends, like crabs and polar bears and elephants. He's met lots of friends. And so why an octopus? Why an octopus? And there's a simple answer. I think octopuses are really cool. And that's what you can do when you're an author, is you can write about whatever you want, and that's the fun part of it. But it all begins with research. And in fact, I'm in the perfect room because this is exactly where I do my research, is at a library. So I'm going to draw an octopus really quickly here. How many arms do octopuses have? Yes, how many?
Eight.
Okay, so count with me because I sometimes lose track of how many arms I have to draw for this. So let's start with one. Okay, how many? What's after one? Two, three, four, five, six. Oh, boys. I hope I can fit it all. 7. 8. Okay, we'll add that one over there. And then, of course, they have little suction cups. And does anyone know any other fun facts of octopuses? Let me first draw the eyes real quick here. Okay, let's learn some. Oh, excuse me. Here, let's put this back up. No problem. Let's learn some fun facts. Does anyone know anything about an octopus? Yes.
They have 9 brains.
9 brains. They have one central brain, and then they have a small brain attached to near each of the arms. And so the main one controls all of them. So they have 9 brains. Does anyone know how many hearts an octopus has? How many hearts? Yes.
She just happened to say that octopuses are really smart.
In fact, octopuses are the smartest invertebrates in the world. So that is absolutely correct. Can anyone tell me what an invertebrate is? That's a long word. What is an invertebrate? Yes.
It's an animal with no backbone.
It is an animal with no backbone. I know someone who spends a lot of time at the library, right? And so what else do we know about an octopus? Yes. They collect treasure because they have all those arms, right? And they can collect things. That's absolutely right. Does anyone else know about anything fun about an octopus? Any other? Okay, I will share some. So we know that they have 3 hearts. Do you know what color their blood is? Do you know what color? It's not red like ours. It is blue. They have blue blood. They can, and one of the most interesting fun facts that I think about an octopus is their ability to camouflage, their ability to change colors instantly. In fact, they could change the color of their bodies, the shape of their bodies, the texture of their bodies, even the size of their bodies within a fifth of a second. So pretty much instantly, they can change colors so that they can hide from predators and be safe. And so the whole idea of octopuses was fascinating to me. I decided to write about them, or write about this particular octopus. And I used the most interesting fun fact that I could think of an octopus and incorporated it into the story. So I'm pretty sure I have time to read it. Okay, I do. Okay. Penguin and Ollie. One day, penguin went on an undersea adventure. And penguin says, off to find treasure. And Ollie says, treasure? And so Ollie's really interested in finding this treasure with penguin, but you're going to find that Ollie is actually really shy. And in fact, maybe shy is not the right word, but he's a little timid. He's not sure if penguin is a friend or a foe, and so he's going to stay hidden until he feels comfortable enough to be himself, to be friendly back. But right now, he's hiding in the rocks. But Ollie is actually following penguin, but he doesn't want to be seen. So do you see that he's using camouflage here? He looked inside a hollow log. So penguin is looking inside a hollow log and around a deep, dark cave. But do you see that? Can you find Ollie in this picture? He's really trying to hide. Can you point to it? That's right. So he's hiding right behind that or right in front of that cave just by changing color. Do you see Ollie over there? What is he pretending to be? It looks like he's trying to be a rock. He even put this little bit of coral on his head so that he could hide himself like a rock. Penguin even looked through a giant kelp forest. Do you see how he's pretending to be kelp? So he has fun hiding and becoming anything that he wants. It's almost like wearing an invisibility cloak. But he didn't find any treasure. Penguin noticed crab on the sea floor. Hi, crab. Do you know where I can find treasure? Asked penguin. Look around the sunken ship, the crab says. Ooh, there's a sunken ship ahead, exclaimed penguin. Penguin was getting closer and closer. A real-life sunken ship, shouted penguin. So you could see that Ollie is using his camouflage and he's almost disappearing into the background. Suddenly, there was a black cloud of ink in the water. And that's another fun fact about octopuses, right? They can spray a cloud of black ink so that they can hide from their predator. Who's there? Asked penguin. It's me, said Ollie, the octopus. I ink when I get excited. Sorry. And then I lose my ability to camouflage, so I can't hide, Ollie said. It's okay, says penguin. And he says, who do you hide from? Asked penguin. Well, he said, well, I hide from krill, starfish, pufferfish, sharks, jellyfish, lobsters, rubber ducks, and penguins. So he's pretty much afraid of everything. Oh, says penguin. I'm sorry I was following you. I wanted to see the treasure you find, said Ollie. Why don't you come with me, said Ollie, said penguin. Why don't you come with me, Ollie, said penguin. But you don't have to hide from me. I like to see my friends. And then Ollie thought, friends? Did penguin say friends? Let's look over here, said penguin. When they swam past the jellyfish, Ollie used his camouflage to blend in. Do you see how he's hiding and trying to look like a big jellyfish? When they swam past the lobster, Ollie blended in again. When they swam up to the to a shark, Ollie disappeared. Oh no. There was no trace of Ollie, not even his shadow. Ollie? Can you say Ollie with me? Ollie? We're all looking for Ollie. Where's Ollie? Penguin gathered his undersea friends to search. Ollie, let's all say Ollie. Ollie. But they couldn't see Ollie anywhere. Hi again, Crab. Have you seen an octopus go by? asked Penguin. That way, said the crab. Let's say that way. That way. So let's see if we could find octopus, Ollie the octopus. I think I see what I'm looking for, shouted penguin. Do you see what penguin was looking for? Yeah. Maybe you do. Let's find out. Penguin found more than treasure. He found, who did he find? Ollie. He found Ollie. There he is. He's no longer in camouflage. Why do you think he's no longer in camouflage? Because he's not afraid of friends. Penguin found more than treasure. He found a new friend. And that is the story of Penguin and Ollie, that when you're among friends, you could be yourself. That's the message behind Penguin and Ollie. Whoops. Thank you so much for coming to this, and this has been an extraordinary experience. If you have any questions for me, I have about 2 minutes, I think. So if you have any questions for me, let's see. Yes. Did you have a question? No? That's okay. Well, I hope. My favorite book that I've ever written and illustrated is Penguin and Pinecone, because it was inspired by my son. I still love it. And just quickly, 10 years ago when I wrote this book, my son was in first grade, and last year he went away to college. And so I dedicated this book to him because, if you remember the story, Penguin takes Pinecone to the forest because that is where he can grow and thrive, where he can be independent. And the idea of when you love someone, you have to let them go resonated with me when I had to let my son go to college. So, and it was just exactly, you know, from first grade to college when this book was born to when the 10th anniversary book came out. And so that story is written in the back as an author's note. And I left it for him in his dorm room after I helped him move in for him to find. So that is another backstory of this story. And it was lovely to have all of you here. Thank you so much. I'm going to be signing books right outside.